Why I can't hear?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if you opened your ears, that would help.
Sorry, full cum.
I don't know what that static noise is.
Yo.
Yo. It might be these shitty earbuds.
Yo. Because I'm hearing it too.
Oh, you are too?
Yeah, I was. And then it. Now I'm not hearing anything.
You're not hearing anything? Okay. Well, I mean, it's. The audio's fine. Really, all this is just for, like, the soundboard or whatever. Just the earbuds are for. So, we're going to hear the soundboard. It'll record the soundboard, too. So, it should be fine.
Wow, you're so fucking smart. Yeah. Look at you go, buddy. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, our last guy couldn't figure this out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why did I get so peaky there? I just laughed. God damn it.
I don't know.
I'll back up.
I don't know. Well, I might have to have the last guy look at the audio. I fucked up. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't,
it's the splitter, bro.
I don't think... It might be the splitter. It might just be one of those things where we hear it in the earbuds and not in this.
Can we record something real quick and then play it back just to make sure?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of just started recording.
Oh.
So...
Welcome back to Going Back Door. It's been a long fucking time. Yeah. How the fuck are you, dude?
No.
Oh, wait. Wrong.
Headshot.
Yeah.
Pitch.
Immediately, I regret you having a soundboard now. Okay. So, you want to do an interview?
Sure.
Okay, well,
What's your first question there, Joe Rogan?
What have you been up to in this off season? Dog shit.
That.
That's a fucking in-depth answer I was looking for, dog. Yeah. That's a real conversation starter right there.
Yeah.
Just fucking flushing sounds.
That's honestly, not shit, just working. That's about it.
Start working out though?
Yeah, I did a little bit of that. I've been trying to do dieting shit. Have you been doing with like diet stuff?
Well, I found out I really like tuna.
Yeah, I've always liked tuna.
Yeah,
you can't have too much though, because if you do too much, you can get mercury poisoning. It's like a thing.
I'll be a Mad Hatter. I don't care, bro. That's where the Mad Hatter word comes from. Mercury poisoning. They used to use it in fitting of old hats.
Oh, I thought you just died. I thought that's what happened.
Yeah, you do, but
I assume that with anything.
You like, go bonkers first, and then you die.
Like, oh, you have whatever they call the common cold doctors do. I'm like, oh, I'm dying. And they're like, no, it's just a cold. I'm like, no, I'm dying.
Please?
I mean, I guess I got to get a will. This is unfortunate that this is how I have to go, but fuck, I guess.
I mean, there could be worse ways to go.
Yeah, there could be worse ways.
Be one of those 14 kids.
That was a bit much. That, oh man. Oh dear God.
Okay, we need to mark that. Okay, sorry, I don't know what came over me.
You know what, I'm going to use that as marking tool from now on.
Hey, it's a good one.
The censor button, maybe. Or every time you talk, go ahead and say something.
Fuck.
I was a little late on that. I'm not going to lie, I was a little late on that.
Okay, well, anything new at work? Anything new in your life?
Not really.
How the fuck are the dogs?
I mean, I don't live in that apartment anymore, so we're not... the last studio we had is, it's dead and gone. It didn't catch on fire fully. I want to clarify that. It's still standing. I'm just not there because, well.
Arson's a crime. Yeah.
List of reasons, to be honest.
Meth.
Yeah, there was that. Not me doing meth. It was the neighbors and selling it and, yeah, got sketchy. Yeah, not really a whole lot going on. Been trying to do like streaming stuff.
Yeah.
On Twitch.
Hell yeah.
I've done two of them in like the last like 2 months and I don't know how well they went. Granted I think my last one I had 5 viewers. Hey, so
that's fucking something, dude.
Me and Cody were two of them.
Fuck it.
And the other three were in for like a minute and left.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So they probably were like, oh, somebody's playing Madden, and then they just heard this like fat moron yelling at the TV. They run, goddammit, run! And
they said, ew.
Yeah, so that sucks. I don't know. You know, how's things going for you? I mean, you're doing stand-up now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You said you're a full-time at Crackers?
Or no, I'm not a full-time.
You're not, what is it?
I show up regularly to you're open a regular. Mics.
Yeah, you're a regular. And that's they
like
I'm
me
at.
In the closing lineup.
Yeah.
That's about as close as it gets.
Yeah. So, like, how does... How much time do you start off with, and then how long... Like, is there, like, a rule set in there?
Yeah.
Or is it, like, could you, like, if you do 3 minutes, and then you come back, and they're like, your 3 minutes last time sucks, so you're doing 3 minutes again.
Yeah, they can do that, yeah.
Or is it one of those things where it's like that? It's not like, oh, you did 3 minutes, and then you come back, and then it's like, well, you sucked, but I guess we'll give you 5 minutes.
Yeah, it depends on the lineup, because, like, sometimes there's a lot more comics, mm-hmm. so they'll cut down people they don't think mm-hmm. are very strong on stage, or sometimes they'll just have to cut everyone's time, so instead of, like, a solid 5 or 6 minutes, you only get, like, 4 to 3. Okay. But the first time you go on stage there, they want you to just do 3.
Yeah.
Which, it's okay. Not a yeah. big deal, but now I regularly do 5s. The last time I got on stage, I actually went over and they cut my mic. That was pretty fun.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. Because, like... Wow.
You, for a split second, you thought you were Chappelle, and you're like, fucking, I'm doing 3 hours, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I was just riffing, bro. I was just up there riffing. I wasn't yeah. drunk for, like, the first time on stage. That was cool. It went fairly fucking well. The crowd had good energy except for some drunk white bitch in the front row. She yeah. was the worst. She got on stage and started singing about being an ashy white girl.
I wonder if the mics are picking up those kids screaming outside.
I fucking hope so.
Oh dear God.
Those kids haunt my nightmares.
Wow. Do they?
Well, literally every time I'm outside, they walk up and they're just like, hey, how are ya? What's your name? Do you want to play? No. Stop talking to me. I'm a grown man. Leave me alone.
Dear God, that's...
Scary,
wow.
right?
Wow, do they... Maybe they're looking for a dad. Maybe they need a father figure, Todd.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised about at the rate their mom's just screaming their names outside the door for them to come home. Maybe she's
355 pounds. You know what? I'm not going to finish that. Maybe she's in a wheelchair. Have you thought about that? Maybe she's got a pre-existing
condition?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, that God. Really sucked. Yeah, I had to give myself a come on, you know?
yeah. She does not. At least she not doesn't? Okay. She's not in a wheelchair.
Well, that makes sense.
From only thing I can tell, the only disability she has is the I'm white but my kids aren't disability.
Oh.
So it's just a loud gangster rap just played throughout the day.
Sounds to me like you need to.
Do it.
So funny. We're in trouble. I got the soundboard.
Oh, so what the fuck were your thoughts on the finals?
Finals last year?
This year.
Let's talk about last year. We didn't get to talk about last year. Okay, so we didn't really talk much about postseason. How excited were you? You know, obviously, your Suns did very well through the West. They played, I don't remember, the Lakers first round? Yeah, Lakers first round last year.
Beat the dick off the Lakers, yeah.
Beat the Lakers, and then they played Denver, swept them, I think.
Suns in 4?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I had to eat my words on that one. And then you guys played the Clippers, beat them. And then you go to the finals, and last year I remember being kind of, I don't really care whichever team wins.
Yeah.
In retrospect, yeah, fuck the Bucks. But, just because they Grace now. Can
nothing was more disrespectful than Giannis dropping a 50 piece in the last game.
That wasn't. Yeah, well.
That hurt.
Maybe you guys should have played defense. I don't know. Ayton, like, disappeared. I mean, he did that this year, too.
Except literally this year.
Yeah, this year. Oh, my gosh.
Bro played two games and was like, you know what? I'm done.
Luka did what Jokic couldn't last year, you know?
I mean,
he took over. I mean, Golden State kicked the shit out of him. So he's out.
Jokic is not the same caliber of player that Luka is.
Yeah, I don't understand why he won MVP again. But
I mean, he makes everyone on his team better.
Yeah.
Pretty, like, blanket statement. Just like, the good old LeBron effect they used to throw on him where he made everyone better, but now suddenly that wore off.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to shut the
window. Yeah, you should probably shut that window. That's much. Jesus. Dear God, I thought you could hear him through the window. Holy crap. I'm going to do commentary here. Yeah. Todd's shutting windows. Now he's carrying what appears to be protein because he wants to be big, but he can't be big because he's, well, he looks like a methed out Joe List, you know?
I am the hottest version of Joe List, all right?
That would just dawned on me right there.
I got the top two abs. That son of a bitch is just skinny fat.
Listen. You might be in better shape than Joe List.
Might?
You probably are. I've never met Joe List in person. That was the other thing. Have you met anybody famous doing comedy? Or semi-popular?
I met Ron White.
You met Ron White.
In Austin, Texas.
In Austin, Texas.
At Vulcan. Oh, shit. Okay. I got a story.
So, there's nobody at Crackers that you've met that's...
There's a couple homies...
You just made so many popping noises.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, and I'm gonna leave them in because...
Good.
Fuck it.
Now I'm struggling to open this protein. But, I had this bright idea that I was going to move to Austin, Texas last year.
Yeah.
I drove 16 hours throughout the night with my mom and my stepdad just to go check a place out, like an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And we get down there. I don't...
And then you realized it was a women's prison.
No,
and
I wish.
You immediately decide to move in.
It was a very nice apartment complex.
Shut up!
But anyway, drove 16 hours just to get told that I was like 2 or 3 credit points away from qualifying for this like low income based housing bullshit. Mm-hmm. So it was 16 hours wasted trip. And then I had Korean barbecue for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
And so what is that? Barbecued cat?
No.
No.
I had pork.
Dog?
Jesus fucking Christ, kids. I had like a pork belly.
God.
And a whole bunch of like beef cuts. Jesus fucking Christ, these kids are just screaming. I hope no one can hear that.
Oh my God. Listen, if you're listening to this and you think you might need to call somebody because there might be children in danger, they're not. Well,
I mean, you probably
they
should.
They might be, but they're not like, they're not. We don't know.
At least 3 times today I've heard their mother scream, "Get the fuck out of this house and don't come back." And
oh my God.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Are there police in this town? Like,
yeah.
I know we're in the middle of fucking Illinois, but Jesus.
Clearly not very well. This old fella died last week or a couple weeks ago. They found him in his ransacked house at the bottom of his basement stairs, and they labeled it as a,
Wait, let me guess.
No. His house was, like, ransacked, like someone was looking for something.
Uh-huh.
And then they found him at the bottom of the stairs, and they said he fell down because his prostate. His prostate made him fall down the stairs.
Like, did it fail or something?
I have no idea. They say it's prostate-related, the reason he fell down a flight of stairs and was dead. And somehow his house got ransacked.
I have a theory, and...
Yeah, I killed him.
I think it might have been murder.
Same.
And that is when we're going to get into. We have decided to rebrand the podcast. This is a crime podcast.
Oh, shit.
Slash sports podcast.
Oh, shit.
Slash drama, okay?
Oh, shit.
Season 2, Todd's going to be on drugs again, okay?
I just got completely sober, dog.
I'm going to lose weight in the first season, and then I'm going to become 355 pounds by season 3. It's going to be awful.
What's that fucking...
We're going to bring back one of the last members, and then they're going to get killed in a fatal shooting. It's going to be crazy, okay?
It's going to be a death by cop. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you want, what you want. But, yeah, I met Ron White at Vulcan Gas Company down in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
I went down there for a comedy show. I ended up seeing Derek Brunson. I met him, talked to him. Great guy.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Then the actual headliner... Shit, I don't even remember dude's name. He sucked.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. He was good. I just don't remember his name. It was a white guy, so I don't actually care.
Racist.
It's the guy that always has jokes about being a dyslexic dude and why teachers hated him or some shit. From Canada, was on Comedy Central. I can't think of his goddamn name.
Was it the guy on Letterkenny? The big dude?
Mm-mm.
Squirrely Dan?
That's Trevor Wallace.
Oh.
Not Trevor Wallace.
No, Trevor Wallace is a little skinny dude from LA.
His name is Trevor, though.
It's Trevor,
God damn, we're terrible at names.
Holy cow, I can't remember.
It don't matter, yeah. Honestly.
In the grand scheme of things, yeah. If somehow he's listening to this, I'm sorry, dude.
Suck my dick, I don't care.
No, I... Listen here, you motherfucker.
But I was walking around... drinking beer at Vulcan, and I noticed Ron White just walking around carrying his like brand of tequila.
Oh yeah.
I walked up and was like, holy
walking
shit.
Walking around like The Rock.
Essentially, yeah. Like he's got the fattest cock in the room, because he probably do.
Wow. Yeah.
I walked up to him and said, holy shit, you're Ron White. And he said, holy shit, I am. And then just stared into my eyes as I awkwardly stared at him for like 15 seconds. And then I was like, hey, can I buy you a drink? He said, no, Sonny, I've had enough. And then just, like, walked away. It was fucking hilarious.
Wow. I bet when he was, you were staring at him, I wonder if he was just wondering if, like, is this lady girl going to, like, talk to me? Or, like...
Is this tranny going
to
stab me?
Yeah, like, what's about to happen here?
Yeah. I have been cute.
Is this guy on drugs? Is he about to, like, freak out? He kind of looks a little school shooter-y. I don't know.
I do. I got long hair and a mustache now.
Yeah, you know what? It's not so much like school shooters, not right. No.
I look like a pedophile and the victim at the same time.
See, that one's old. That one's been used before. I'm thinking more like you look like a classic 70s serial killer.
Oh my God.
You know, like.
Hey, I like that.
Not like. No. I'm not talking like Ted Bundy. I'm talking like one of the ones that wasn't known because they were also like, yeah, clearly he murdered people. Look at him.
Or he was just so good.
Mm.
Zodiac killer.
Is that a confession?
Police. I wasn't alive then, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. We know. We get it. Fuck off, Todd. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So yeah, as we see now, I did not move to Austin.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Have you thought about moving to like Indy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've thought about that?
I've been looking at apartments recently, honestly.
Yeah.
So much freaking cheaper than Austin, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh,
half
yeah.
The price.
Like, that was the thing when you were talking about doing that. I was like, that's... I didn't want to say it because, like, at the end of the day, it's your choice. It's...
Yeah.
You know, it's your life, man. You're
gonna live it. Fucking retarded.
But, like... Dude, everybody was moving down there.
Yeah.
And there were so many people. And, like... I mean, it's like when Schultz was talking about like moving down to Miami and they couldn't find a place and like, you know, they were having to spend a bunch of money. Like, yeah, everybody was wanting to move to like Miami, Austin at like the time that you were talking about doing that. And like, dude, like Indy, Midwest, like people don't really like, there's not like the weather's not nice here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people don't generally want to be here.
Yeah.
But... with, like, Indianapolis, they have, like, the comedy
They do have stuff, a pretty nice comedy, you know, scene. I got snubbed by a guy.
You got snubbed?
Yeah. I introduced myself. We were talking before the open mic. It was the first time I met this dude. He had been doing comedy for like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
I made a joke about him at his expense. And he told me... He told me before the show, like, yeah, I'll get you a list of all the local open mics. I want to see you around more. And then I made a joke about him looking like Andy Milonakis that finally hit puberty.
Uh-huh.
Will not talk to me now.
Wow.
Hey, it killed. Wow. It was funny.
Wow. Yeah. You know what I just realized? I just thought about this. You doing, like, the comedy stuff, it kind of reminds me a little bit, and not completely, because I wasn't like in the ring. I was like obviously a little kid and I was a fan, but it was like going to the professional wrestling stuff where like you'd meet like guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this weird thing like going to like open mics and stuff maybe where it's like you go to like the local wrestling stuff. Like I met his name's Warhorse. Or wait a minute, let me think this through.
Elliot the Warhorse.
Was it Warhorse?
Do we have a horse sound?
Yeah, Warhorse.
Play a horse sound if we got one.
Oh, fuck. Bro, yeah, there we go. Good enough.
Play a horse sound. Cuckoo clock.
Is that what a horse sounds like? Oh, here, I got it. But, yeah, Warhorse. I met him. He was in, like, the Viking War Party.
Yeah.
Me and, like, a buddy went and watched him. And, like, we went and watched the show or whatever. But then, like, years later, he ended up being on TNT on AEW. So, like, that was cool to watch him be, like, at the indie show in, like, town across from us. And then be like, oh, yeah, like, now he's on TV.
Yeah.
You know?
I did meet Indiana's second funniest comedian, I guess. He won a runner-up in a competition last year.
That's
funny.
That's
fucking guy, Patrick Murray. Everyone should check him out.
Patrick Murray. Okay. He's hilarious. I was about to say, what was his name? I wasn't sure.
He's a gigantic, like, hippie dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like 6'7".
Who's number one? And don't say Todd Elliott, because, dear God.
I have no idea. I don't give a shit.
You know what? We should make this like Vlad TV.
Yeah.
I get a great idea. Okay. We're going to get a camera. We'll put it on you, and I'll just ask, like, really inappropriate, fucked up questions.
So like, what's the most cocaine you've done in one sitting?
So, like, when you were 16, I heard you had sex with a 15-year-old. Can you tell me about that?
That pussy was tight. Spike, you're on the mic stand.
I heard you liked to do coke, but through your asshole. Why don't you tell us about that?
Bro, if I could find someone that loved me enough to blow coke up my ass when I was on coke, I would have done it.
Wow. It's a, you know what, it's a blessing in a disguise that when you were on drugs, you were with such a square of a human being. You know, it really is when you think about it. And that's no dig on her. Or
I put that your lady other roommate hell.
Who also was also kind of a square. Love him, by the way. Shout outs to you, Trevor.
From the great Earth King Kingdom of Ba Sing Se.
I hope you're having fun out there in the ocean, you seaman.
Oh, he's not even in the ocean, bro. He's on an island.
How do you call yourself a seaman if you're not on the ocean?
He swallows a lot of nut.
You know what? He's a gay islander.
There was a gay prostitute.
I said Iceman.
Advanced technical training school.
Should we not do this?
Yeah, we should probably not.
Probably not do this.
Yeah, probably not say that. Yeah, mark that.
Yeah. Mark that?
Yeah, mark that.
I'm not cutting shit.
Oh,
dude.
Fuck. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Listen. You're going to be listening to this podcast. I'm going to leave this part in just so I can explain this. You're probably listening to this and be like, hey, like, they kind of had a part where they just cut off and started talking about something different. That's an edit. We probably fucked up somewhere.
Movie magic, baby.
Movie magic. Not really magic. It's
that
more
is
like
a murder scream.
It's more like copy and cut. That's the soundboard. Don't worry, guys.
You're gonna get it.
Well, the comedic timing you have with the soundboard's great.
In a world
plagued by white comedians who are not funny. There is one who came above them all.
Oh, I'm not a comedian.
Bill Burr.
You know what I've decided that I am?
Okay.
I am a god-awful disc jockey. Coming to theaters in 2022. There will be carnage. There will be destruction. Todd will be doing a gay porno.
Oh, fuck, dude. Shit, if I pay... Jesus, fuck. Can someone please stop hitting this kid?
Dear God.
Or hit him harder?
Oh, my God. Should we call someone? I hear the mom yelling. I think she probably told him something, and he didn't like that, so now he's...
Oh, it's two little girls.
Oh, it's a little too... Oh, that yeah.
Yeah. One of them tried to sell me Girl Scout cookies right after I laid down for bed, because I worked nights. Worst mistake of her life.
That is the worst part. Like, I've worked third shift. I work second shift now. It's literally like first shift people or people that, like, normal people don't respect it. So they just assume. Like, do I need to hang a sign on my door? You know what I mean?
It's just like, if you knock before noon, you have a chance of catching hands immediately.
It's... I might shoot you. Like, it's so bad. like, door knocks, right? And then I'm immediately like, what the fuck do you want?
Bro, this little girl, this adorable little girl, rang my doorbell. I flung open the door, just standing there, boxers. That's it. Flung open the door, ready to just look an adult in the face, and there was nothing there. And then I looked down, there's a cute little kid holding a box of, like, peanut butter cookies.
So then you...
She asked, do you wanna buy these cookies for my Girl Scout troop?
And then you did what?
I said...
You said what?
I'm allergic. And then I slammed the door in her face.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not what I heard. I heard something completely different.
Oh, yeah. I went on a tirade. I burned a cross in the front. Oh, my God. Stop.
No. We wouldn't have had to censor that out. I heard something completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was something along the lines of you, and her, it was something like that with the cookies. You were going to do something with the cookies? Oh, yeah, you were going to, yeah, and it was pretty disgusting.
And the dog was going to be involved, too, with her tongue getting up in there, you know, just, yeah.
Yeah, it was, that's disgusting, man. That is disgusting. That might be my favorite button.
This is honestly the first podcast I've been sober for.
Yeah?
This is like one of the first anythings I've been sober for.
Yeah, dude.
I haven't smoked weed in like a whole week. I haven't drank in a week.
I think this is going well. And you know what I think is also, I've noticed we're doing different too. Obviously, there's no video, right?
Yeah.
But we did the audio before. But we don't have like a set list. There's not like a plan here. We're just
fucking riffing.
Yeah, which I think that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more organic that way.
Yeah.
I was talking about something. Oh, do you want to hear why my wake-up call for stopping drinking was?
What's that?
Okay, so I killed a whole case of beer in like 6 hours.
And then you killed what?
Nobody. I killed my sheets.
Oh, you killed your sheets?
Because I had a messed up dream that I had to piss.
Oh.
So I pissed.
In your bed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like...
Yeah.
The stream was hard enough. It was pushing up through my boxers.
Wow.
And through the blanket. Like, it was bad. Wow. And I was like, who the fuck are you, dude?
Jesus.
Yeah, no, it was disgusting. This was like last weekend. Jesus.
So did you go to rehab? Or?
No. I ain't no bitch.
Did you seek medical help or...
Nah.
Professional help?
Did Never. You
get on betterhelp.com?
Never.
We're not sponsored.
Until they sponsor.
Neither one of us are going to get therapy. We're just going to be sad until you sponsor us.
Hey, I'm doing pretty fucking good, honestly, dog. I feel great.
Yeah.
The most confident I've ever been in my entire life. Dick still hasn't grown, but...
Well, you know, that happens.
Um, What's on your mind, buddy? It looks like you're deep in thought over there.
I'm trying to think. What were we talking about before? I feel like we've been kind of all over the place. Yep. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the finals and that shit. Yeah. Yeah, well, this is a sports podcast.
Okay, let me just go on a hot rant. All right. Devin Booker's...
Whoa. Go ahead.
Devin Booker has too good a pussy at home to play the game like it matters. DeAndre Ayton is possibly the softest, best big man in the league. Bro wanted a maximum contract. They didn't give it to him. And you know what he did to prove he deserved it? He sat out the last two games when they fucking needed him. Suck dicks. Suck dicks. And Chris Paul, they just need to throw in a nursing home. I'm sorry. Bro was point guard for like a season and a half. But the second him, Devin Booker, get to the finals, they just turn into a cancer for the team.
You know what? We got breaking news. We just got news that Devin Booker was seen outside the Suns arena. And can we cut the video? Can we cut the video? Oh, looks like he drove off. Probably busy going out there to get that sweet ass he's got at home, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That lovely, lovely young lady he is with.
The only Jenner,
I decided to clean it up.
She has a sick car collection.
Does she?
She has like.
I thought he had the sick car collection.
No, it's hers.
Oh,
she's into whips.
Okay,
like old American, old British cars.
So I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Booker is not a gold digger. He's a car digger.
Yeah.
Hear me out on this, right?
I'm waiting.
He's after them cars. You know,
yeah?
He liked to go fast.
Yeah?
Right? He goes, he's with her, right? Gets the cars. And then he downloads the app, Grindr. And that's when the real Booker comes out, you know?
Call him Booker the Snooker. He's filling pockets. Come on, give me that. That was a good pun. Give me that bitch. Here, fuck yeah.
Here, I got one for you.
Don't you be mean to me. That's exactly what it sounded like outside approximately 45 seconds
ago. Yeah, I was looking for that button like 5 minutes ago. It sucks. God, this soundboard is so scattered, dude. Like, there's no order. It's just like random sounds everywhere. The only ones that are next to each other are these two. Like, that's the only one that makes sense. And you know what? I'm willing to live with it.
Why does this sound like the same soundboard Redman uses?
It might be.
Because that gunshot sounds exactly like the one on Kill Tony.
I feel like... Yeah, I feel like that's like a common one that a lot of podcasts do.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard it on Joe Budden's podcast. I feel like I've heard it on, like, Kill Tony. I feel like I've heard it on a lot of different podcasts, honestly.
Yeah.
What are other ones I've heard it on? Oh, Real Ass Podcast.
Mm.
Yeah, I've definitely heard this one. Yeah, Lewis loves that one. Lewis J. Gomez. Please don't kill me.
And it's the Kill Squad. That's like their thing. The
Kill Squad?
Yeah, it's the actual production company that Redman owns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like Kill Squad TV or some shit.
I'm 80 years old inside, so I need you to explain sometime.
Motherfucker, you're the one running all the audio shit.
No, I mean like, let me rephrase that. I'm like a truck driver that's been on the road for 20 years. I don't know what the fuck is going on in the world. You know what my news is? It's my coworker that I work with and slash buddy. Okay? I'm like, what's going on in the world? He's like, I don't know. I have a kid. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll look on Facebook. I don't know.
Bro, have you
seen... And with that being said, Trump 2024.
We need him back. bring back Donnie Trizzy, bro. I'm just saying, when we had the president tweeting gas, I could actually fucking afford.
Listen,
I didn't have to drop $300 to pay for groceries for myself and a roommate for a week.
I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is, if he could come back, get gas prices back down. And then, you know, again, I'm not saying anything, but...
grab her by the pussy.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
That, like, he just walks into the Oval Office, sees Kamala there, fucking must snatch.
I feel like I have to pump the brakes on this. You're going a little too far on the shit. Listen, I'm not afraid of cancel culture. Mainly because we're probably going to have, like, 15 viewers. But I feel like I have to pump the brakes on that a little bit. Have some pushback.
Yeah.
You know what? We should get into a heated debate.
About what? About people caring about how Disney now wants gay people, but Walt Disney supported the Nazis, and everyone seems to forget that.
See, here's my take on it, okay?
Yeah?
The only people that like Disney are children and adults that, are afraid to grow up. That's my opinion, okay? If you're an adult and you like going to Disney by yourself, you're either, like, afraid to grow up or you need to seek therapy. Because, like...
The plethora of daddy issues within
no
you.
No well-adjusted adult, man or woman, is going to Disney World. Okay? By themselves or with, like, two friends. That's also weird.
Yeah.
Now, it's not weird if you're, like... Like, let's say if Todd had a kid, right? If Todd had a kid and he's like, hey, I got an extra ticket. You want to come with me? We're going to go to Disney World.
That'd
sure.
Be bomb.
Maybe. Maybe you could maybe get away with that if, like, your buddy has a kid. But as just a grown adult going by yourself, it's weird. It's weird, man. Also weird is if a kid goes by themselves to Disney World, where the fuck are the parents?
That's where Disney gets all the child labor.
That's
they just ship them off to China.
That's their sweatshop in inventory.
That's who's actually building your lightsabers.
By the way, I gained a lot of respect for those people, those kids. I had one of the pairs of shoes I got in the trash from work the other day, right? It had a tear on the back. And I sewed it myself. My God, it took me an hour. And I stabbed myself probably a total of like 15 times.
Little Ling Ling knocked that out in 15 seconds.
It didn't even look that good. like a little kid that works in a sweatshop could have done better. And like an 80-year-old grandmother probably could have done way better too. And my dumb... 24-year-old ass. I couldn't do shit with these giant man hands I have. These fat fingers. Listen, do you know how hard it is? Because you have to slide it through, right? And then you have to tie it back. And the thread is so small. It's so thin. And then the little like needle thing they give you, the little hole's so tiny, it barely goes through. So you're sitting there like trying to get it through, like the first time you're having sex, right? And you're freaking out, you're trying to get it through, and finally you end up stabbing yourself in the palm, because that happens every time. Probably not to most people that are used to doing it. But, right, you stab yourself in the hand, you're bleeding, and then next thing you know, you've just stabbed yourself in the throat to end the entire thing. I mean, it's a miserable existence, and I respect them.
I like it, buddy.
Yeah.
Head back to Crackers on the 2nd for another open mic night.
Yeah. I should be going with you.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a group together, too.
Our mutual flaky friend of, like, the century says he's going to go. But this is also, like, the third time in a row.
Flaky friend.
You know who it is. I ain't going to say his name and call him out like that, but you know who it is.
Can we guess by weight class? T?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can go by weight class. I don't know specifically what he weighs. Yeah. He tries real hard, but often stains himself. He tri-stains himself, you know? Bro, holy shit.
This is not, this isn't cool to call out to Cody like this.
Bro, are you high?
To Cody does not need this smoke. To Cody did not ask for this.
Is Cody coming with us?
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
I really hope so.
I think I, was it last, yeah, last night I hung out with him. We worked out and then went and shot hoops.
Yeah.
By the way, Jumper's back. Okay.
Nice.
Dalton Doncic is back. Okay. That's right, baby.
DD all dead.
I got my step backs, dude. Oh, I was hitting them. Dude. Okay. So I was like talking shit to Cody and I'm like, I'm going to hit it one with the left hand, right? And I went boop, boop, you know, step back, took it with the left and it went in nothing but net. And I was more shocked than he was that it went in, to be honest.
Let's go.
He was like, oh, how the fuck did that go in?
So you know how, like, when we were younger, I could never shoot?
Yeah.
I can now only shoot, like, 4 feet off the three-point line, and I'll make it. Almost 4 feet every off? Fucking time. Yeah.
Like, in or
behind? No, like,
behind?
Back.
Really?
Yeah, no, I got range. Huh. But I can't shoot toes on the line.
Do we need to go to the park after this?
We can. I got a ball right there, bitch.
I have one in my car, too. Did I lock my car? Are those kids
in my car
right
now? You definitely should lock your
car.
Those
kids are in my car fucking now. Jesus Christ.
No, they're... God damn it.
It was a joke. It was obviously a joke. It's homeless people, okay?
There's homeless people having an orgy in the Ravi.
They're going full on other guys in my car. Guys, it's a RAV4, not a Prius. What are you doing?
Thanks for the fuck palace.
Oh, I told you you could do voices, you motherfucker.
Wait, you want to hear the stand-up voice I tried for exactly 30 seconds on the phone with someone?
Whoa, wait, you had a stand-up voice?
I wanted to try it, like, doing a different stand-up voice.
Is it like my radio voice?
No.
Oh, it's not?
It's like this. Like a Gilbert Gottfried mixed with, I don't know, like Donald Duck. I feel like I sound like Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like Gottfried and Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
And then maybe like Charles Barkley snuck in there a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck I thought
it was
like, a good idea.
It's like it's like Gilbert Gottfried, Owen Wilson, and then Charles Barkley's in the background like flipping the bird. It's awful all around.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that was the cherry on the cake right there, honestly.
It didn't land, obviously. Yeah, obviously. The friend I ran it by laughed and was like, "That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Do not do that on stage."
Yeah.
I have not. I don't think I'm gonna.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
I think you should try it. Okay? I think you should try it. This is why I think you should try it, okay? If you try it, right, and it fails, then you know it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
But if you try it, and maybe, just maybe, you get one laugh, you have something there maybe, right? Maybe.
Motherfucker, I get laughs.
It's like, you know, it's like when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're out of something.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, maybe I'll try this new thing. And there's the potential it could be good or it could be bad, right?
That's how I'm feeling about this new protein powder.
And honestly, protein powder, it makes me shit. I can't do it.
That's the point, dummy.
Is that the point of that?
I mean, no, it's not the point, but it's a side effect of it. It's like normal.
I'd rather just drink
coffee. I take like the most hellacious shits. Do you know how many grams of protein I get in a day, doggy?
Wait. You're taking the propane
accessories. Hold on. Please tell me there's a King of Hill intro on this bitch. Please. Please give me a cowbell something.
Oh, I need a cowbell somewhere.
Fuck, we heard it earlier, didn't we? He's scrolling feverishly. He's sweating now.
That's me talking 90% of the time. Anyways.
What actual time is it? I got a movie I got to get to at 8:15.
Oh, you have a movie you have to get to at 8:15? It is currently 6:40.
Oh, bet. We got
a
lot of time.
Yeah, cool. We're 44 minutes into this.
Oh, really?
I figured we could do an hour.
Easy peasy, do
like
an hour.
Hour 20, something like that. Somewhere we, if we have to edit, we can just edit it down to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to do like, we do 45 minutes and then like you know,
have like 30 minutes of actual content.
Yeah. And like 15 minutes of us just being ridiculous.
Finally changed the heartbreak sign.
Oh, yeah. Wait. So obviously, the sign says kill your inner bitch, hashtag get hard. Well, we know you're hard for Joe Rogan, but that's beside the point. What was it before?
Close your mouth, honey. You look like a trout.
I'm going to take a wild shot in the dark, and I'm going to guess that you didn't do that.
No, that's why I called it the heartbreak sign.
Okay, so that was the...
I would literally just keep it there for, like, motivation.
Should we refer to her as the former roommate?
I'm seeing her tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're going to watch this movie together.
Oh, are you guys, like...
No.
No?
No, I have no idea. We're just going to watch a movie together, dog. No expectations about this.
But you guys are, like, friendly still, though.
We didn't talk for, like, 6 months before, like, last weekend.
Wait. You cool with us talking about this stuff?
Yeah, go for it. I don't give a shit.
Okay, I feel like it's a little personal. I know, like, sometimes I don't feel comfortable talking about this shit. But, like, yeah. So you guys are, like, going to the movie tonight, then?
Yeah.
Okay. How long has it been?
Since we've seen each other or since the breakup?
Since, like, the breakup and all that.
Little over a year?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's roughly a year now because we broke up, like, right before my birthday.
Wow. You know what's crazy?
Huh.
It would be wild, right, to me. Because one of our buddies got back with one of his ex-girlfriends.
Yes.
Now they're dating again, obviously.
Yes.
Right? I'm happy for him. I just want to point that out. Very happy for him. You know, if it happened for you, I wouldn't be upset.
I don't think it's going
to. I have no chance in hell. I'm pretty sure all of mine hate me, to be honest. And I don't know if that's my low self-esteem talking, or if that's just, like, the facts of the matter is, you know?
I don't know how she doesn't hate me. During our relationship, I ended up dead in a hospital bed, and she got woken up to a phone call for me being dead. Stuck with me through all that. I put her through emotional hell.
I have a theory. Do you have a giant dick?
No. Not in any way, shape, form, or capacity is this thing considered large.
Yeah.
Largely disappointing, maybe.
You're not made of money.
God damn.
Maybe she saw you doing stand-up, and she's like, man...
There's enough fucking retarded people from my hometown that saw, like, a video of me on stage and like, wow, he's famous now.
Really?
Hilarious.
Is that how that works?
Some bitch-ass dude who always hated my family, never thought I was going to be shit, like, shared the video of me doing stand-up and said, Windsor's own Todd Elliott. Suck my dick.
Wow.
Suck my dick.
Wow. You know, I thought that when I saw your video, I thought, suck my dick, Todd. Shut up. Jesus Christ.
Dude, me too.
Man, this sucks. This is awful.
Bro, fuck you.
You know what I've seen funnier? You know what's funnier?
Don't you fucking do it.
The Suns record. Bro, I mean, that's fuck funnier.
You fuck yourself. You know what's, bastard.
Hey, you know what's funny? You know what's funnier than that? Suns in the finals.
How'd the Bulls do, bitch?
Well, they beat you back in the 90s in the finals.
Stop!
I have to keep going back to that because that's all we have.
Exactly.
But DeMar DeFirst Round, as our former co-host used to call him, did really well. Or DeMar DeRegular Season, that's what it was. Yeah. God. You know what? I like DeMar. I really do. I like Zach. He's probably going to leave, if we're being honest.
Could you fucking blame him?
I mean, dear God.
He's got to be tired
of being... We made the playoffs, though. He just got a knee scope done
Oof.
The other day. Yeah. From the reports I've read, it sounds like it's going to be fine. It's
like removing
serious.
Scar tissue type shit?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Okay.
Nothing major. Damn. It could be, but they're being very optimistic about it. Excuse me. We need the little buttons for the coughing shit, you know?
Brother, that's a whole lot of extra shit. Yeah. Why don't we just keep it scuffed and keep the coughs? Keep the burps.
Honestly, I also looked into getting headphones, too, for the shit.
Like real headphones like I got on right now?
We should rename this podcast the ADHD Podcast because we're all over the place right now.
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
I have no fucking idea.
Zach LaVine, yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be in the Lakers.
I could see it. That'd be fun.
Bulls will probably end up getting Anthony Davis.
Did Westbrook request a trade?
I think so, but I don't know if the Lakers are going to do it.
At this point, I just fucking release him, dude. Every team he's on, he hasn't done shit in the last, like, 5 years.
The Lakers are literally, like, if this is 2K, they're just hitting simulate, like, every year. Like, I think that's literally what they're doing. Like,
yeah, they're just hoping LeBron's going to have one breakout season again.
Yeah. Dude's, like, 40. Ship is happening, G. Ship itself. He is Jordan on the Wizards at this point, okay? And that's not a diss. That's not a diss. I talked about this to Cody last night.
Why are you comparing?
When Jordan was on the Wizards, he was still a great player. He just had no help, and he was 40. And that's what LeBron is on the Lakers. He's fucking old and doesn't have help.
But
okay,
he's got Anthony Davis.
Back in 2008 when he was on the Cavaliers and his second best player was like Daniel Gibson or some shit, right? Like he could get away with it cuz dude was like 24 or some shit and could run and jump and do athletic shit.
Was 100% the most athletic guy.
He was a super freak. He was a freak of nature. He was nuts, right? Now he's 37. And he runs like me. So it's not good, man. I mean, last year I was playing 2K with a friend and we were playing like the blacktop, right? And he picked LeBron as one of his players. We were playing like a 2-on-2. And he, like, first 5 minutes, he's like, damn, why is LeBron so fucking slow on this game? And I was like, dude, it's because he's slow in real life. Because his knees are fucking done. Because he's old.
God damn. Yeah.
I can rant about LeBron for an hour if you really need me to.
It's good. Do you want to hear the super messed up joke I got hit by a coworker with last night?
Oh, okay. I've got a... This new segment. Wait, we need new support.
New segment.
Okay, just to preface the joke so it doesn't come off as racist, my coworker is a black man.
Okay.
I fucked up my back earlier this week at work and like couldn't move for like 2 days.
Yes.
This son of a bitch walks up to me. He's like, you know why your back got hurt? Because your people weren't selectively bred for 200 years.
That's not...
Killed. Fucking killed. I was not looking for that at all.
Oh,
and he just walked up and dropped it like the fucking atom bombs, bro.
Oh my god. You know what? Me and Cody came up with a great premise. And I don't know if I should share it. Copyright. Copyright right now. This is a copyright from me. This is my copyright. This is Dalton talking. This is my copyright.
You don't do stand-up. I'm going to steal it.
You're not. This is my copyright. My joke. My Fuck idea. You. I will use it, okay? At some point. Maybe Thursday. Maybe. I haven't decided. But anyway. Finish the joke. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's got Stone Cold getting his ass eaten out. That's the end of it. It gets funnier.
Have I told you the plan for my left arm and tattoos?
Oh, God. Okay, this can't be... We have one friend, and I'm not going to name him my name. He's got some tattoos, man.
You son of a bitch.
You know?
You son of a bitch.
He's got some tattoos.
You fucking cocksucking son of a bitch.
He just... He's got a giant dick on his arm, and...
Bro,
And he's not... And he did it as like an LOL thing, you know? And he's got his face right at the tip. It's really weird, and it scares me.
There's this guy.
Especially since the dick has my name on it. But anyway.
This guy that used to be my neighbor, he was like partially deaf.
And, oh, wait, was it from taking dicks in the ears?
No, it's from shooting guns without ear protection.
Oh, okay.
Him and his twin brother got a bunch of tattoos by their mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And this mutual friend hid dicks all over their bodies in these tattoos. It is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Like, one of them has like a set of angel wings for his grandma being dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dick. There's a dick in the angel wings. One of them has like a motorcycle or something.
Whoa, wait, let me write this down real quick. Okay.
Dick on the motorcycle, somewhere hidden in the gas tank.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
It immaculate.
Uh-huh, really? You don't say. Anything else you'd like to report on this crime?
It was...
report?
Report is a crime.
He's got dicks all over him, officer.
I don't know why I brought up he was partially deaf. Deaf. That doesn't fucking matter.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah. That seemed like, oh, God.
He was my downstairs neighbor, and I was, like, always worried that, like, I was super loud. And I finally talked to him one day out in the parking lot. Didn't know his twin brother also lived there. I just thought it was the same fucking dude.
Yeah.
So I walked downstairs and I'm like, hey man, if I'm ever too loud, just like let me know. And he's like, oh, I'm mostly deaf. I can't fucking tell what's going on half the time. And then his twin brother walks out. He's scrolling. His twin brother walks out of the same apartment. And I'm just sitting there like shooketh. And he's like, yeah, you're kind of loud as fuck sometimes. I can hear you tromping around all the time.
Now, this might sound weird, but I think I found a recording of your former neighbor.
Bro, what the...
That was Terminator. I just don't want to point that out.
Are you sure it wasn't the sand people from Star Wars?
No, okay, that's
Arnold coming.
That's Arnold. Yeah, that's a. I don't know. He's. You know what? It says Terminator on there, but I think that is from a sex tape with the maid.
That is definitely what I sound like when I come.
Headshot. Oh, I figured you sounded like a.
Go ahead and play the squeaky sound, you son of a bitch.
360 no scope cum shot.
Yeah, and then afterwards is a lot of
Yeah.
You know? Because you failed.
I don't have sex right now. This is awesome.
Yeah, the only way he gets laid is, you know, a little bit of that cheddar. So, besides doing stand-up, obviously, you started doing that right.
Yeah.
This is an uncomfortable situation, dude. I don't really want to talk about it, but I feel like we've got to bring it up. What? Why an OnlyFans?
Bro, I wish I was hot enough for OnlyFans, bro. Fuck a job. Listen, I would jerk off in front of a camera every day.
Listen, I subscribed, but I only did it out of pity. Okay?
I still got that bread, though. Exactly. It got us $5, bitch. I ain't worried.
Oh, shit.
Big facts. I really wish I could do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'm just not attractive enough yet.
You still watching UFC stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had my heart broken by Amanda Nunes. It's fine.
Yeah, I heard she lost or whatever, but...
She lost to, like, literally one of my least favorite fighters of all time.
Yeah.
I honestly dislike this woman, and I usually don't dislike any fighter just because, mm-hmm. Out of respect for what the fuck they do. Yeah. But this lady was on The Ultimate Fighter... The season with Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
She ended up winning it. But, like, she just fucking sucked. Like, just as a person throughout the whole show, she was just so terrible.
Yeah.
She would just, like, write love letters to, like, the other fighters that were dudes in the house, too. It was weird.
Oh, God.
She was, like, a pick-me girl that the whole nation saw.
Excuse me again. But, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
You've watched UFC stuff. I don't really watch UFC stuff. I'm more like pro wrestling stuff. You know, obviously, obviously, when we did the podcast the first time, we had people on the podcast that were totally against the idea of bringing up professional wrestling.
I think I was one of them.
Go fuck yourself. This is a 50-50 vote, and it's more of a 60-40 because I have all the tech
stuff. Literally are doing all of the work. Yeah. We're just at my house.
You're just showing up. That's what's happening here.
Yeah.
You're providing the space.
I'm the talent.
Yeah, I'm bringing the equipment. You're doing my role as last time we did this, you know?
Big fucking retard.
And I'm doing Cody's. That's
yeah.
And I can guarantee it. I made the joke earlier. Yeah, I figured out the soundboard, but Cody couldn't. He probably could have. If we're being honest, Cody probably would have figured it out. He probably could have figured it out easily.
He probably went out of his way to make sure we didn't have one.
There's probably he probably knew I would use and abuse the soundboard, and I don't think I have I? Maybe a little bit.
You did in the beginning.
At the beginning. I've gotten better.
My phone lit up. I'm going to go check it.
Okay.
It's right there.
It's probably something horrible. Horrible news. but anyways, what was I saying? Something about the old podcast, but I don't remember. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Cody doing this shit, like...
You don't have the sweet, sultry voice that he does, though.
And I have, like, zero understanding of, like, most of how this works. Like, literally, to set this up, I had to call him and do a FaceTime. He had to walk me through it.
Yeah.
Like, I've called him, like, 3 times now. Like, hey, by the way, how do I get back to this page? Like, I have no idea. And he's like, you just click this, this, and this. It's like, oh, that was easy, and I'm an idiot, you know?
Oh, excuse me.
He's probably going to... There's probably going to be something with the soundboard. I'm anticipating it where it's going to be like sounding like shit.
I hope for the love of God, like, it's like 4 times the volume of us talking.
Oh my God, that would be awful. Like, it should be quieter. It's like, I'm looking at the little dials on the interface, and it's turned down more than our mics are. So our mics are cranked up, maybe a little too high. This might be blistering our voices.
I just threw my phone in my own dick. Oh, fuck, that hurt. Okay.
You know what? You know, professional wrestling, a lot of guys don't go by their actual name, right?
No shit.
And in comedy, like Larry the Cable Guy, for example, that's not really his real name, right?
Yeah.
You know, people have... Carlos Mencia, Stelia. That's he's got a different his name's Ned or some shit.
Yeah, his name is Ned.
He's
from Nebraska. Yeah,
he's a white guy. Let's be real. Anyway,
he's not even any part Mexican.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
But anyways, I think you should go by a name, okay? And you might get sued because it's a little bit of a theft. I'm thinking Joe Little Dick. What do you think?
Why Joe?
Joe List, Joe Little Dick, you know? You kind of look like Joe List.
Why am I dick riding Joe List's clout right now? He's definitely a better comedian than I am.
Well, he's got that special out. You got to capitalize, you know?
Fuck, I mean, I guess I can go kill him, I guess.
Yeah, we're playing comedy like it's, I don't know.
The rap industry just start biting off other homies.
Yeah, we're going to go shoot Tom Segura.
You know the video where he stabbed that Burt guy a bunch? Yeah, I'm going to do that for real.
We're going to shoot Tom Segura. And then we're going to...
I'm going to drug Burt.
Yeah, we're going to drug Burt. And then we're going to fuck Ari.
Oh, yeah, I'd fuck the shit out of Ari, dude.
All our way, on our way to taking over Joe Rogan's empire.
With an iron fist.
It's a game of goddamn Game of Thrones.
They will never see our rise coming.
Dear God. I look a cat.
Yeah, little Donna's coming out to say hi, what up?
Are you gonna chew on wires?
No, she don't do that. Wires.
That's good.
She's just a fat little bitch, probably... Looking to try to get some snuggles.
She's probably the same size as the cat I live with. Roland.
What a bitch.
Gosh.
But, yeah, I'm going to fill up my left arm with entirely random tattoos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are they going to be like... Like, the one you got today isn't... It's good. It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
But are you going to like get to the point where you're like, because I notice this a lot, like people get, they want to get a bunch of tattoos, right? But then they get like a couple like good ones, and then they start to run out of money, which money is very important if you want to have good shit, right? Yeah. So then they just start to save money, start getting shitty tattoos around their good tattoos, and at the end of it, they just look like they're probably on drugs.
It's just like
they joined a metal band. I mean, it's either or, honestly.
It's just like a seven surrounding yourself with fours.
Yeah, it's it's like going to the bar with you.
Bro, the amount of times I get carded at bars is honestly disrespectful.
Gosh.
I get carded pretty much every time I get a drink. Well, not anymore, since I don't drink anymore, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna drink again, honestly. Damn. Yeah, I was developing quite a problem. Damn. Just like with like every substance in my life ever. Damn. I have self-control issues. I also have willpower issues. I also got a little dick. Damn. I also come quick. Damn. I'm never ready for round two. I always cry. Damn. I'm angry at the slightest inconvenience. I cook a mean steak, though. That's good. That was good. I like that. That was fun. That was fun.
Would it be hilarious if we go back and listen to it? You hear like the damn, and then like it's you talking, but it's all muffled.
Just whisper sounds. Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound as good as what we thought it would. Shit.
Fuck, this has been fun, honestly.
Yeah, this has been fun.
What are we at time wise, brother?
I don't know. We're at,
a long pause.
An hour and 9 minutes.
Okay. We probably got another hot six in it. Okay.
Another hot six?
Yeah.
6 minutes?
Yeah.
6 minutes?
Yeah.
Can somebody turn...
6 minutes, save the world! No hesitation!
Oh, here. I got music for you.
Yeah?
I've got this.
I'm thoroughly impressed with the amount of effort you put
Never mind,
in this.
I don't got this.
Okay, I'm still thoroughly impressed.
Fuck you, iPad. Apple can suck my dick.
You're not wrong.
You hear that, Steve Jobs? I'm going to dig you up and I'm going to kick you in the dick. Piece of shit. God damn it. I have put a bomb in the Apple headquarters.
Yeah?
Yep.
When's it going to blow?
Any second now.
Please tell me there's a bomb.
Once I can find the button.
Oh, shit.
Boom goes dynamite. So, what's up?
So, my cute old man of an ex-coworker.
Mm-hmm.
He saw my tattoo and I had just gotten it today.
Mm-hmm.
This big goofy bastard thought it was fake. So he just grabs my arm by the wrist and just starts rubbing it vigorously.
Oh, I bet that was painful as shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And then it like started like bleeding on his hand. He's like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, yeah, Tim, it's a real... Oh, shit. It's a real tattoo, buddy.
It's a first name. Who cares?
I just got it today. Like, within an hour. You're really fucking hurting me, buddy.
Yeah. So you didn't like stop him beforehand? You were just like, he's got my arm. Oh, he's scratching my arm.
Well, he went in for a handshake.
Oh, okay. I see what happened.
Yeah, he's one of those old guys that just has the salesman handshake. Just, hey, how the hell are you?
Whoa, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I went for that, and then he was like, oh, you got a tattoo? Rub-a-dub-dub. The fuck was that?
I was curious what the tongue made.
What's it
label? It said inflate, and I was going to try to make some joke out of it. And all it sounded like was waves. So,
yeah.
I regret the decision immediately. The second I heard it.
Yeah.
You know, There's a lot of sounds on here that I feel like I need to reorganize this thing so it's not janky and confusing and I have to keep swiping and find stuff, swiping and find stuff. Because half of these I'm probably not going to use.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally bongos. Like,
I like that.
Good.
That's nice.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. The weight of the man keeps holding us down. But it cannot hold forever, brothers and sisters. We must rise up. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where to go with that. I don't fucking know.
I feel like that's going to be way overpowering and we're not going to be able to hear ourselves.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Overthrow the government.
Just looking at the waves of the how it's going, yeah, we're probably not going to be able to hear ourselves. Yeah, turn the iPad down.
Yeah?
I don't know.
The actual volume out of the iPad instead of on the interface?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, dude. I'm a fucking retard. Know.
We're literally trying to figure this out for the first time. So this whole episode just might be totally shit.
Yeah, it might be scrapped. What are you doing tomorrow?
What episode is this? Oh, we're still going to post it. Don't worry. If it's total garbage, we're putting it out.
Okay, yeah, let me just
this. I feel like this has been too good, honestly. I feel like this has been a very good, productive podcast.
Well, yeah, I'm not just being a drunk retard anymore.
Yeah, it really helps, honestly. I was a little worried about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Worried about me being sober and not being funny anymore?
No, I was worried about you. Like, I didn't realize you were sober until, like, you said something.
Oh,
and yeah. And then it was like, oh, shit. Like, I thought you were going to be, like, drunk and, like, you know, crazy. That's why I was like, hey, let's come over to your place.
Yeah, it's episode 20. This would be episode 20. My roommate is calling me.
We were in the 30s.
Fuck, I don't know. That was the last one I posted.
Here, you want to put him on the podcast?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, you're live on the air. We're recording the podcast right now, buddy. Oh, shit, I can't hear him. Yeah, no, we're just going to do the speaker on the phone. Okay, be careful what you say. What's up?
Well, I just got off work.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yep, and even better news, they fired Tweaker on the line today.
Let's go! Hell yeah, dude. Okay, so you're on your way home? You're on your way home?
Yeah, I'm passing Bimbo's right now. Lenders, whatever you want
to
call it.
Sick. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting ready to head out for that movie. And then whenever I get home, I'll probably cook those steaks up.
Wait, I couldn't hear you. What?
I'm getting ready to head out for that movie. But after that, I'll come home and cook.
What are you going to go watch?
The Bob's Burgers movie. Yeah, I think it's the first day it came out today.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
I knew they were making one. I didn't know when it was coming out, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm actually working right now. I'm en route to the house.
All right, buddy. Well, I might catch you. I might not.
I'm probably going to stop and get a pack of cigarettes, and then I'll be there.
Hell yeah.
I might see you. I might not. May if you see me later, I'll be asleep.
Okay, buddy. For you. That was my roommate, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Next time, I'm just going to pull up a shot clock when you have somebody on the podcast.
Yeah?
You have 24 seconds to talk to them. Wrap it up.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
I'm always worried, like, anytime somebody calls and, like, somebody's like, oh, we'll just put them on the podcast. And they're like, you're on the podcast. Don't say anything crazy. They're going to be like, oh, that fucking bitch. And then they start naming people. I'm like, oh, edit.
Yeah, no, it was 19.
19.
Yeah, episode 19 was the last one, dog.
I thought we were at, like, 30-something for some
reason.
Let me
check the YouTube page.
Cause... Yeah, because Spotify is way behind.
No, I was on our Instagram.
Oh,
which I thought we were pretty current on that.
Yeah,
shit.
We were pretty current on that.
Do you know how to make a thumbnail? Because I don't. So we might need to pay Cody.
Like YouTube?
Or like Spotify or just like a... Listen. Oh, we could just use the old one. the old like cover picture.
We could use the old one, or I have like PowerPoint or some shit. It's not gonna look great, but it's gonna do.
I mean, that's. Yeah. I mean, isn't that the kind of the point?
Yeah.
You can find us at on Spotify at Going Backdoor.
You got anything else to plug? Socials, anything like that?
Fuck Todd GBD. If you wanna see my stand-up stuff, I mainly post pictures. If this next set goes as well as it, I think it will, because I rewrote the whole bitch. I might post some clips. Keep on keeping on. That's all I got.
Yeah, and you can follow me at the Real D Todd.
GBD.
Yeah, GBD. Some of it might be just the Real D Todd. I know Switch is that way. I do that every once in a while. Rarely. But it's on there. Give it a follow. Why not? Turn on those notifications. You know, subscribe. Whatever shit it is with Switch. I have no idea, to be honest.
God damn.
Yeah, Instagram. I post memes and shit and not really anything that of important as far as content goes, but follow my Twitter. It's funny.
You also might see my titties on Instagram too.
Awkward.
Because like fitness update pictures. Yeah, it's episode 20.
Okay.
We were not in the 30s.
Not at all. I don't know why I thought we were in the 30s.
We did it for like 4 months.
I feel like it was longer. I thought it was like 6.
I mean, what's 19 divided by 4? Because 4 times 4 is 16. And then 3 more weeks. So that's 4 months, almost 5.
Almost 5. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
And we probably skipped a week or two or some shit somewhere in there. Or we had that bonus Love Handles episode.
Yeah. I think that's how we skipped a week. Because we had an extra thing.
Yeah. One of us couldn't do it, I think. And then we just ended up posting the fucking...
Yeah, we recorded that one episode.
Yeah, the Tinder episode.
The Tinder episode. We put that out. And then, like, yeah, we recorded another episode and we weren't able to put it out because it had somebody in it that had been told that he couldn't be in it. And honestly, like, those first, like, 5 episodes were kind of wild and nuts.
Personally, I think the last 5 were pretty wild and nuts.
Like, I think we had, like, a sweet spot where, like, sometimes it was good. But then there were some times where it just kind of, we kind of jumped into like the shock jock shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we kind of got into that a little too much, too, in retrospect.
Yeah, because I just wanted to be an edgy guy.
Yeah.
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 Fuck.
Yeah. With that being said, you want to hear some of my race jokes? No, I'm kidding.
This has been episode 20 of Going Backdoor. Thanks for tuning in, anybody, if you are out there, and if you made it through all this.
So, I'm at a Walmart, and I see some goddamn...
We love you.